anything advancing pleasure.
This Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney. They didn't have what it takes to be astronauts. They don't fit the foreign diplomat mold. Their computer science careers were cut short. And the banking world still blanches at the mere mention of their names. But when it comes to sports in central Nebraska, they know their stuff. And so without further ado, mostly because we're out of it, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation presents The Doug and Daddy Show.
And good morning, everyone. Welcome to another edition of The Doug and Daddy Show here on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Glad to have you along with us as we've got a lot to talk about today. We've got a chance to make you a winner, giving away some more tickets to the Lipizzaners in Grand Island. We're going to talk wrestling with UNK coach Mark Bauer. We're going to talk basketball with ESPN's Joe Lunardi. The bracketologist will let us know where he stands on a lot of things, and we'll talk with him about that. But now, do I have to listen to you again with Nebraska basketball? They would lose one of the home games against easier competition. They are losing games by 1 and 2 points. They continue to lose them. And last night, no excuse, and probably for the first time, I put a little of this on the coach. I mean, they made some tactical and strategical errors, and I didn't get to watch the first half. I only saw about the collapse because of the high school games I was broadcasting last night. But watching the collapse, it was like watching some of the things we watch on the high school level, trying, oh, I've got the lead, let's eat the clock, and then just totally falling out of your game.
But, Doug, 10 minutes, almost held damn near 11 minutes to go without a field goal. 11 minutes without a field goal, that's not on the coach. Somebody is, you know, we've talked about six-minute droughts. We've talked about five-minute droughts that this team's got to avoid. Why 11 minutes?
During one of those droughts, why don't you just bring in Alex Henry?
You know, why? And then the mistakes made out by half court.
What?
The mistakes ain't made out by half court when you just throw the ball away. And for every good thing that Sec Henry does, he does about 12 boneheaded things that makes you want to plant your foot somewhere on his anatomy and kick him right out of the Devaney Center. He hits two shots right before the end of the half from the corner that were great, and they helped the team, and things were rolling. Everything was good. But he does some absolutely, asinine, for lack of a better word, things that just kill you down the stretch. Now, obviously, I wish they would have had a better camp. I mean, their calls went both ways.
Don't even give me the pass and the foot out of bounds. They blew an 18-point lead with 14 and a half minutes to go. They scored 7 points. I don't care what happened in the last minute.
Well, they
what they should have done was foul. Foul, for God's sakes. And I'm going to tell you what, I never can get the angle. Because since time ran out, there wasn't a free throw. But even on the three-point play, we fouled the kid. And they didn't. I don't think they called it. But we fouled the kid on the made bucket on the last shot of the game. We fouled him. And I don't think they called that.
They missed wide-open shots all night long. And A&M finally found a way to get that one to go in. Yeah, it's truly amazing. The lock that we had on that game and to let it slip away. Doug Gottlieb called it with 15. The game's over. Nebraska's won this.
Well,
it's over.
We hate Doug Gottlieb. He's not a friend of the Devaney Center. All I have to say, from the entire Doug and Daddy listening audience, it's time for your apology. It is time for your apology. Apologize.
I'm not apologizing for being happy for the Huskers and some of their earlier success, like you were.
Apologize.
No.
Apologize.
There's nothing to apologize for.
Any chance that they can make the NCAA tournament,
There's
Tony?
Still a chance.
Without winning the Big 12 tournament?
Absolutely there's a chance.
All right.
You win against Kansas State, you win against Baylor, you win three games in the NCAA tournament, or in the Big 12 tournament, yeah, there's a chance.
So they got to win them all and get to the finals.
There you go.
And you still think there might be a chance then.
Yep. Still think there might be a chance.
So the chance of that happening is?
This was a bubble team last night. It wasn't Colorado. The chance of that's 2%.
Okay.
But, you know, I'm not going to bury these guys. I think, well, you're still on the zero. I mean, I want to cheer for these guys, and I like this team, and I like what they're doing. And, I'm not going to mope around and be negative about them.
Freaking idiot.
Negative? Negative? Have I been negative?
The epitome of.
You've been trying to make me talk negative about him. And the bottom line was, it's exactly what I said would happen is happening. That's exactly what's happening. They would lose one of these games that they shouldn't lose at home, and it will throw off any big win that they might get on the road, of which they didn't get at Kansas or they didn't get at Missouri. They have no chance of making the NCAA tournament. Is that negative? No, that's fact. That is fact. That is what this program is about right now. And until they get the talent to win the big game, and it's the chicken or the egg theory. You got to win a big game without talent probably before you get the talent in. But the talent was supposed to have been here this year, and for whatever the reasons are, they're not on the floor, and hopefully a little more next year. But you never know. This team is playing as hard and probably as good as they can play. And that means if you're playing as best as you can play, and this is what you get, they have zero chance of making the tournament.
It sucks because you go down to 5 field goals, I believe. That's the grand total. You have 0 turnovers in a half of basketball. You have 0 turnovers, and you build up this lead, and then to watch it evaporate.
Wow.
0 turnovers. That has that ever happened before in Nebraska basketball?
Second time this year. 1-888-455-ESPN.
Is it really?
Yeah.
Before
think,
this year?
I sat here on this show and lie to you?
No, you sit here on this show and be negative all the time.
I sit here on this show and lie to you? No, I'm positive. See, that's the second game with no turnovers. And I see that you have turned into a positive man. All you want to talk about on the show anymore is wrestling. That's it.
Yeah.
You go to the Quest Center.
It's my new sport.
All you got is wrestling.
It's my new sport, except when officials screw things up, like that heavyweight match. Coach, you saw it. Was it a bad call?
Mark Bauer from UNK.
You know what? I was sitting up in the upper deck, so I realized.
How do you like that, by the way?
Yeah, you know. I went up and actually did some broadcasting stuff up in the upper booth, and I tell you what, they were up there with binoculars, and I couldn't even see the scores, and I'm wearing contacts, so. No, I honestly couldn't tell. So, you know, if the official saw it, he saw it. I feel bad for the kid, but it's the way it goes.
I'm sick of that. That's the way it goes. A bad call, and that guy needs to be publicly reprimanded. Probably never referee again. But they never do that.
That's a wrestling foul, though, man. It's a foul.
You know what? It's a foul if he's gaining an advantage. If no advantage is gained, you don't call it in overtime. What? How about that?
Well, if he grabbed his singlet, he grabbed his singlet, you know?
He grabbed his singlet because his hand got caught in there, and the kid's running away from him.
Now, Daddy wears a size, I'm going to be generous and say 4X. But if you want to make sure that it's comfortable and makes it through the wash one time, a 5X. So Sutton, folks in the city of Sutton, if you happen to have a T-shirt or a Sutton wrestling shirt, ship it to us here at the show, P.O. Box 130, Kearney. And Daddy will be sporting the Sutton wrestling whatever you send him. And I know I am very safe to say that they don't have a singlet large enough to fit you. Even if it's Michael Schaaf's. So I know I don't have to worry about them sending that. So just, you know, maybe a Sutton wrestling hat or a T-shirt or a sweatshirt or whatever.
And Palmer people, I have nothing to do with Mr. Wardy. I don't
hate Palmer.
No, I certainly don't. I just wanted the match to be decided on the mat and not on some mysterious thing some guy thought he saw with no advantage gained.
Are you done?
Okay.
The head coach of the national champion, University of Nebraska, Kearney Lopers, Mark Bauer, joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. The quest begins for a repeat. And I know that this is going to be a very, very tough task for the Lopers. But you're hosting the RMAC Championships in the West Regional this week. First, let's start there, Mark. Why are there two titles for what goes on this weekend? I know the wrestling fan knows why, but explain to Daddy and explain to the folks that want to come out and support UNK what's going on Saturday.
Well, that's a great question. The RMAC West Regional Championship, it actually used to be two tournaments. I think early 90s, they actually met 2 weekends back-to-back, And the only difference was there were two non-affiliate teams amongst the field. And so the coaches decide, you know what, you know, this is really crazy that we are meeting two different places,
traveling almost
the identical tournament and wrestling two tournaments back to back. And so they're together now. It's we've combined the two tournaments together. So it is a conference tournament and a regional tournament at the same time. And I tell you what, we're the only conference in the nation that has that. The teams that are in our region, they are our conference schools, whether they're a member or an affiliate member. There's no other region in the nation like that.
So how many schools are in this?
We're up to 11 now. Up to 11.
RMAC members, and then these affiliate members are San Francisco State and Grand Canyon, Arizona.
And actually, Fort Hays is now, too, because they moved into the MIAA, and as a team for their wrestling program, they felt like it was best to stay there.
They're coming to Kearney to wrestle.
Yes, they are. They'll be here tomorrow, 4:00.
Now, do you know anything about the competition from these schools that you have not saw, or have you saw?
Well, and that's one of the things that comes up a lot of times, especially at these affiliate members like Grand Canyon and San Francisco, because they're so far away, and they are doing a really good job. They're spending the money flying these kids to Las Vegas, Reno, trying to get them to tournaments closer to us that we are actually out participating in. So there have been a few times that we have actually met them. They actually flew to Midlands in Evanston, Illinois this year as well. So we've seen a few of their kids, and we kind of know what they have. And I know Shadron went out, wrestled in California Collegiates mid-January just so they could kind of meet up with those teams as well. And so this has been an issue, because when it comes time for seeding and you don't have common opponents, that's tough. It's really tough. It's tough on them, not on us, because, you know, we feel like, you know what, if they're going to be an affiliate member, they've got to make the effort to get out here and compete against us. And so they're doing a much better job of that now.
Mark Bauer, the head wrestling coach at UNK, joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. You have won this 7 years in a row. Western State would seem to be the biggest opponent here that's going to push you. Adams State is ranked. Shadron State is ranked. A lot of the teams are rated. But with Western State defeating you in a duel here a couple of weeks ago, how does that shake out tournament-wise?
Doug, I honestly think that our guys know that was a long, tough road trip for us. You know, we went out on a Wednesday. We literally left here at 11 o'clock. We were in a duel at 7 o'clock against Mines. The next day, we had completely off, you know. We didn't have any, you know, opportunity to, you know, practice during our regular scheduled practice time. And so we went and walked around a mall down south and south of Denver. You know, you get up there, we had a late evening workout, and it was just like our routine wasn't there, and it was just it's 23 hours on the road. It was tough. And so our guys did not compete well, and I think a lot of the traveling showed, and I'm not going to say that holds a whole lot of water right now. Because we're competing well, we're healthy. Very indicative of kind of last year, into the season, we had three pretty solid duels against Shadron, Augustana, and Fort Hays, and we pretty much handled all three of those teams pretty well, kind of like we did last year. So I feel like we're on a roll right now. I think things are going really well. We got Ryan Etherton back in the lineup, and so we're looking forward to this.
Mark, Doug mentioned defending NCAA champions. Obviously, you've got to take care of business to advance. Where do you stand as far as the nationally right now in your confidence level? Where should you guys be?
You know, we as a program, our coaching staff, honestly believe we're in the top four right now. I know we're ranked fifth, but that current ranking is actually a dual ranking. Okay, so if you were to take and put all of, you know, as far as the individual rankings, if you look at that where we stack up, you know, we are a top four team right now with our rankings. Obviously, we've got to get as many guys to the national tournament as we possibly can, and it's getting tougher. Our region's up to 11 teams now. You know, you've got UNO, who was originally in the North Conference, North Region, has now moved into the Midwest with Central Oklahoma. You know, the only thing that's in the North Region right now is Minnesota State Mankato. You know, national runners-up to us last year by half a point. They're going to be sending all 10 guys to the national tournament. We've got at least 7 or 8 teams in our region this year that have 2, 3 quality individuals that are ranked individuals. And the other teams, you know, there's probably 4 others that, you know, they're hurting, they're struggling. I know there's a couple. I don't even know if they even want to duel this year. Those aren't a real threat, but there's 11 teams. There's more teams that have quality individuals. There's going to be a little more parity in our conference, our regional tournament this year.
UNK wrestling coach Mark Bauer joins us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. All right. I've just went through it with all the high school coaches. I know you have this whole thing penciled out to the point. I know you do. If there was not an upset in the tournament, where are you sitting at number-wise right now?
If there wasn't an upset, we'd win the tournament. I mean, bottom line, because we've got we should have four number-one seeded guys. We will have everybody but two guys seeded. We'll have 8 of our 10 guys seeded in the top four. So, you know, we just, you know, it's we've just got to show up and we've got to compete. We've got to perform. And you know what? Being here at home, that's a good thing. You know, obviously we get to sleep in our own beds and kind of get in our routine that we have going on here. But we can't take anything lightly. We can't take it for granted. We cannot look and say, okay, we've won this thing 7 years in a row. We're just going to walk in and own the show. That isn't how it works. We've got to show up and we've got to perform.
How many younger guys do you worry about them in that atmosphere?
You know, honestly, our team's very old this year. We've got 7 juniors on our team this year. That's a lot. Next year, we're going to have 7 seniors. So in terms of opportunity for young men that are looking for somewhere to go, we're going to have a lot of opportunity opening up here in a year. And, you know, that's going to be a challenge for us when it comes. But right now, we've got a lot of experience on our team. From the bottom to the top, we've only, I believe, 141, Cody Lambot, who's a senior, I think might be the only guy that's in our lineup that's not had the level of experience a lot of these guys. But, you know, he's really picked things up. He's performing and going out and wrestling hard. And that's what we need. You know what? Even if one of these guys goes out and loses a match, they've got to wrestle from wire to wire. They got to wrestle from the time that whistle blows to the time the clock goes off at the end of the match, because that's what pumps our guys up. If we go out and we compete hard and it kind of bleeds over everybody on the team, that's what's going to help us get to where we need to be.
Well, Mark, you take a look at what's you touched on it being in Omaha and all the kids. So let's shift it there just a little bit. How's recruiting going? How was the level of senior wrestlers in the state this year?
You know, there's some really good wrestlers out there. Again, you know, the junior class I think is a little bit stronger looking at coming up, but I tell you what, there's some phenomenal kids here in Nebraska, and, you know, obviously we've talked about this before, just, you know, what we've done as a team and a program nationally. You know, we've got some kids out of state looking at us as well. Me personally, I want to continue to utilize the resources and the kids we got right here in Nebraska, because we've got some phenomenal kids right here in Kearney. Even, you know, Tim Crocker up at Kearney High School, he's their only senior, just a great kid. We'd love to have him on our team.
Now, one other thing concerns me about this whole deal this weekend. You get all these great notes from Peter Yazvak up there, and some things we know, some things we don't. Well, here's one thing. I did know that you're going to be able to watch it on the internet at the B2 network.
It's correct.
B2CableTV.com. Okay, you can watch the action live. But what does concern me, and I didn't know this, is who will be on the call. And that's Assistant Commissioner Sandy Mott and former UNK All-American Frank Kuchera. Now, I remember when this Bassett Rose boy, you couldn't get him to say a word. Now, I know that's changed a little bit. He's grown up, and he's all hitched up, and he's got all that, you know, adult stuff going on. Any tips for him?
What I told him? I said, you know, UNO has us on, you know, the internet and on TV all the time, and you know, they're just as biased as they possibly can be. So I told Frank, I said, hey, man, this is your opportunity right here. Just let it fly. You know, Frank's done a great job. He's had some times where we needed somebody to step in and call a duel or two because, you know, Rich was either involved with a basketball or something. And he's actually stepped in and done a great job for us. I think he's had a little experience doing some high school football as well. And so he does a nice job. But he was pretty excited to actually get the opportunity to do it. He called me last week. And he's like, Rich called me up and was wondering if I'd do it. And I'd love to do it. And I'm like, you know what? I'd love to have you do it too. So he'll do a great job. You know, Sandy's a good young lady. I don't know how much she knows about the sport of wrestling. And but to have somebody there that's got some experience, knows what's going on, it's good for the sport.
See, that's the key. Doesn't matter what number one guy knows. It's what number two, three, and four guy that you put the headset on know. Well, it's all getting underway this Saturday, 9:00. First session rolls to 4 to 6, and then the 10 finals matches at 7:30 will be held at the UNK Health and Sports Center. So the RMAC champs, top 4 finishers in each weight class, advance on to that hotbed of wrestling Houston, Texas, coming up in March. We talked about that last year and joked about it a little bit. But, Mark, hopefully we'll get a chance to talk with you before you go to Nationals in a couple weeks. And I know you got to go throw some little kids around. And, hey, by the way, you touched on Kearney High. How about that 103-pounder?
Heck yeah. You know what? He's finally fallen in love with it a little bit, and he's really getting in that fire. Gave him a taste of it. So I'm looking forward to seeing the rest of his prep career unfold.
Well, good. Hey, we'll appreciate you coming in, giving us some time, and best of luck this
week. You bet. Thank you. I appreciate it.
Mark Bauer, head wrestling coach at the University of Nebraska Kearney, joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show. We will be back with more, including Joe Lenardi, ESPN Bracketology, and Daddy will have some kind words. By the way, Fat Tuesday's over. Back after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Two guys who get a little emotional when they hear John Belushi yell,
"It was an exceptional camper sale, and now guess what? Trade-ins. We took a whole bunch of exceptional trade-ins, and now Jim says too many used on the lot at Eagle Crest. We need to have a used camper sale, and these are really nice units, too, like this 95 fold-down priced at $3,300, or a 97 Mallard travel trailer, only $9,500, or a 2001 Wilderness fifth wheel, $15,500. They gotta go. That's why we're having a super huge used camper sale today on West Highway 30 in Grand Island. Eagle Crest, a subsidiary of Chief Industries.
Source Gas Ag customers, sign up now for your 2009 agricultural gas supply option. Source Gas Energy Services is again offering Rocky Mountain CIG pricing to irrigation and grain drying customers. We have Panhandle and NYMEX natural gas pricing options too. Triggers are available now, so you can lock in your rate at a later date. Sign up early. Call Source Gas Energy Services today at 1-800-413-1966.
Find a car, new or used, at www.crossroads-ford.com. Spot an SUV, crossroads-ford.com. Lasso a truck, crossroads-ford.com. Check on financing, crossroads-ford.com. Calculate your payment, crossroads-ford.com. That's www.crossroads-ford.com. Crossroads-ford.com.
Crossroads Ford, Lincoln Mercury.
More exciting high school postseason basketball comes your way Thursday night at our family of stations. On ESPN 1550, St. Cecilia takes on Grand Island Central Catholic. On ESPN 1460, Kearney Catholic will take on Gothenburg. On Power 99 FM, Axtell will battle Ravenna. And on the Breeze 94.5 FM, Sandy Creek takes on Blue Hill. All games tip off at 7 o'clock and are available on the World Wide Web at ESPNSuperstation.com this Thursday night.
We'll see more sunshine develop across the area as we head through the day today with a high temperature up around 60 as winds will turn to the northeast late in the day at 5 to 10. Tonight, skies turn partly to mostly cloudy, with a slight chance of showers or a few storms developing with low temperatures around the mid and upper 30s. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 54.
Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Just got done talking to yet another winner on the Doug and Daddy Show, the head coach of the national champion Loper wrestling team, Mark Bauer. And when you talk winners on a beautiful day like this, you're looking out there driving down Highway 30 or the Interstate or Highway 6 or wherever you're at, 281. Doesn't matter. Of course, if 281, you'd be driving up or down. But, you know, you're looking at that and you're going, yeah, I want to be a winner. I want to be like the guy in that field playing.
I want to be profitable,
yeah.
Optimizing profit potential. That's what it's all about. Dynagrow, the preseason poll just came out. We always remind you, 57VO7 is rated preseason number one heading into the 09 growing season, followed right behind it, 58V72. Whether you're interested in YieldGuard VT Triple, Hercules Extra, Roundup Ready Corn 2 system, you need Dynagrow. 1-800-652-9298. Call your local Dynagrow Seeds dealer today. Hey, They're going to tell you who your local Dyna-Gro-Seeds dealer is because some of these hybrids work better, and the local guys know what works better in the growing conditions you have on your farming operation. So optimize profit potential and peace of mind. Call your local Dyna-Gro-Seeds dealer today, 1-800-652-9298. We always say more acres were planted in Dyna-Gro this year than ever before. The same can be said in 09. It's growing and growing with your farming operations. Dyna-Gro is where it's at.
You know, there's actually another PGA Tour event going on this weekend for the hacks that didn't make match play.
There's probably some pretty good names in that tournament, too.
All I saw was Rich Beam at the top there. That's all I saw.
Oh, Marco Dawson's there, too. So's Glenn Day.
They don't play till tomorrow. I'm guessing Scott Gucheski's in that field.
Cool.
I'm waiting for Scott to get... He's due to be there on Sunday on the leaderboard sometime.
Tiger set to go, 105 today? Live coverage all afternoon on the Golf Channel. Doing a great job putting that tournament together, getting all the Tigers round in. Really like what the Golf Channel's done. Just have to throw that.
What's wrong with you? The Nebraska baseball team has the home opener today against North Dakota, and finally it works out for them. It's going to be a nice day. Match play, Daddy. I don't see it finished.
Yes, you do.
Jeez. What a. What? Oh, my God. All right. We like to have fun with brackets, so we're not going to go one by one. But let's.
I had to mix this up.
What? No. Don't change. You putz.
Yep.
All right.
That's why I changed.
Let's start down there in the Sam Snead bracket. I'm going to go with a number one going out in the first round. I think Padraig Harrington gets knocked off by Pat Perez. Where do you have an upset in that round?
An upset in that round. I've got Stuart Appleby defeating
Martin Keimer.
Martin Keimer. Yeah, that guy.
Him too. So do I, by the way.
Really?
So do I, by the way. Yeah. Okay, so then who do you have in the I've got Furyk and Romero advancing into the finals of that bracket.
Into the finals of that bracket, I've actually got Stuart Appleby, and then the 10 seed, Mr. Romero, advancing.
I'm screwed there. And
You know what's interesting?
I got Furyk winning that.
At the
Furyk to the Final Four. Furyk to win the Snead.
Actually, I did not have Furyk. I've got Stuart Appleby to win that. But I've got, down there, I've got Owen Wilson, who's very funny. He's just going to crack KJ Choi up so hard that he will advance over KJ Choi.
I got Kim versus Choi. I don't know what that means. You're all rice lunch. I don't know, but Kim and Choi there. Okay, let's go up to the Gary Player bracket. You know, I think one of the most intriguing matchups is Poulter and Jeev Singh, and I take Singh to win that. But I've also got Justin Rose, Boo Weekly. I'll take Boo Weekly. What do you got for upsets? Those are a couple of upsets.
You know what? As I look down here, I've got Stephen Ames, a 10 seed, over. Yeah,
but we don't know Quiros.
Well,
I was going to pick Quiros, but that sounded kind of, you know, Quiros.
I've got Gauguin.
So I thought, you know, first time in the event, maybe he won't do well.
I've got Matt Gauguin going quite a distance.
Yeah, you had him in the finals until you just scratched him out.
El Nino. I've got El Nino. I got a good feeling about him.
I've got Sergio Garcia and Paul Casey in the Gary Player final. Who you got?
Sergio and Gauguin.
And I've got Sergio winning that.
I as well.
Okay, we go to the Ben Hogan bracket. I think this may be close to the chalk of any of the brackets. What do you got for an upset there in the first round?
Don't have much. I've got...
Neither do I. In fact, I think the only lower seed that I have, well, Luke Donald's a 9 against Ben Curtis. I took him. I got Graham McDowell to beat Zach Johnson.
Oh, I've got the 14 seed, Marcus Sang, because I thought that was a funny name, to beat Westwood. That's really the only, you know, and I've got, who is D. Johnson?
Where are you looking at?
I'm looking at the 12 versus the 5, Steve Stricker.
Well, wasn't that the kid that just won here a couple of weeks ago at the AT&T?
Could be. I've got him to face L's and then big earn L's.
I've got Vijay Singh against Lee Westwood. Mickelson just never does well. I've got him winning a couple. I got Mickelson playing Westwood and Singh playing Stricker. I've got Singh over Westwood in the Ben Hogan final.
I've got Curtis over Singh over Curtis in that Ben Hogan bracket.
Okay, and at the top, Where do you go with Tiger Woods? How far did you take him?
All the way.
You took him all the way? I really, and I love Tiger. I love Phil. I really love rooting for those guys. I don't think Tiger makes it all the way. I wasn't sure if he'd get out of the second round. I got Woods versus Clark in the second round. I've got Woods advancing to the next round and then losing to Hunter Mahan. And it could be McIlroy and it could be Mike Weir. I took Hunter Mahan. I think Hunter could put up with the pressure of playing with Tiger Woods, so I took Hunter Mahan against Jeff Ogilvy, Geoff, as you would like to call him. Yes. Mahan and Ogilvy in the finals of the Bobby Jones bracket.
Viegas, how far do you have him going?
I'm not sure he'll get out of today, but that Viegas Pampling, I think that whole Bobby Jones bracket, very intriguing. Jimenez, Sabatini, who do you take?
I got Viegas, Sabatini, actually.
I got Viegas winning twice and Ogilvy beating Viegas.
I've got Viegas winning three times and Wim Woods knocking him off to go to the round of four. The round of four, if you will.
So somebody just faxed me a bracket that's completely empty.
Well, thank you for that.
Who do you got in your final four then?
I've got Woods versus Sink, and I've got El Nino facing Stuart Appleby.
You've got, okay, say it again.
Woods versus Sink.
Sink, C-I-N-K, Stuart right. Sink, not Sing, okay.
And El Nino facing Stuart Appleby.
I have Jeff Ogilvy against Vijay Singh, Sergio Garcia against Jim Furyk. I have Jeff Ogilvy and Jim Furyk in the final.
I've got Woods and El Nino in the final.
And?
Woods winning.
I have got Furyk winning it all over Ogilvy and Singh beating Garcia in the consolation match.
Well, I would. We're going to do consolation matches, too, if you're going to be that way. I've got Singh beating Appleby.
You think? Could that possibly happen?
No.
We'll be back with more on the Doug and Daddy Show, including in our next segment, we're going to catch up with Joe Lunardi, talk NCAA basketball, bracketology from the mothership right after this.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Almost as much fun as watching Fluffy in the dryer.
Tax season is here again. Fortunately, you can turn your 1040 into 1080p from Sony and save $300 with the purchase of a qualifying Sony Bravia HD TV. Now through February the 28th, use Tax Cut software backed by the people of H&R Block and put the refund towards a qualifying Sony Bravia HD TV. Hurry, because this offer won't last long. To learn more about how you can save up to $300 on a qualifying Sony Bravia HD TV, visit sony.com/1040.
Hotels.com gives you a free night for every 10 nights you book. We're basically rewarding business travelers for doing what they already do. It's like giving you a blue ribbon for wearing a tie, a gold medal for shaving, and a lifetime achievement award for putting on pants. So, stay 10 nights in one hotel or one night in 10 different hotels, any combination, and get a free night. Welcome rewards from Hotels.com, the smarter way to book. Join online or call 1-800-2-HOTELS.
Some exclusions and restrictions apply. See site for details.
We're getting close. Got the down? Then you get the deal. And thanks to you, that's just exactly how it's worked for 28 years at Kearney Auto Sales. One year at a time, one day at a time, one deal at a time, and one customer at a time. At Kearney Auto Sales, your small down payment will put you behind the wheel of your next car or truck. At Kearney Auto Sales, we say, if it ain't broke, don't fix it. Got the down? Then come get your deal at Kearney Auto Sales on East Highway 30. Buy here, pay here.
This weather update is brought to you by Rich Peters and Matt Myers from Farm Bureau Insurance, located on North 2nd Avenue in Kearney.
You have more power than you may realize when it comes to managing your health care costs. With a health savings account partnered with the right health plan, you gain control over your medical dollars. Ask today about the new HSA eligible plans, available from two names you trust, Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, and your Farm Bureau agent. With Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, you get the best of both. Matt Myers and Rich Peters are independent and authorized insurance producers of Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska, an independent licensee of the Blue Cross and Blue Shield Association.
For your health insurance needs in the Kearney area, call Farm Bureau agents Matt Myers and Rich Peters at 234-4922. That's 234-4922. Make the call today and get the best of both with Farm Bureau and Blue Cross and Blue Shield of Nebraska.
We'll see more sunshine develop across the area as we head through the day today with a high temperature up around 60 as winds will turn to the northeast late in the day at 5 to 10. Tonight's skies turn partly to mostly cloudy with a slight chance of showers or a few storms developing with low temperatures around the mid and upper 30s. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Trombley. Right now, 54.
Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Just saw the Syracuse St. John's highlights for the first time where the cheerleader on this baseline gets Marsha Brady'd basketball into the nose. That's too bad. 1-888-455-ESPN. That's the phone number to call. You can email it at Popper Inbox anytime. Doug and Daddy at ESPNSuperstation.com. Say, don't forget, we're talking with Mark Bauer, head wrestling coach at UNK. Well, when this all runs down, they host some very big little kids tournaments, and they're not all little either. Some of them going up through high school, of course, when youth wrestling is underway. So let the folks at Misco Sports outfit the little grappler in your life. From head to toe, they've got it. Headgear, singlets, knee pads, shoes, the practice t-shirts and shorts, the gym bags, the tote it all around. If you're 4, you're 14, anywhere beyond, they've got it for you there at Misco Sports on the bricks of the downtown Kearney Center, where all shoes are an extra $10 off this week. And with this kind of weather, it's never too early to start thinking about breaking in a new ball glove. The boys at Misco's will help fit the exact size and style to your needs. Stop by and see them today. They're open 7 days a week in the downtown Kearney Center, and they have been for over 125 years, back when they probably brought in some pelts, I'm guessing, to Misco's back in the day.
Columbia, much nicer.
Oh, those 40% off Columbia coats. I'd rather get that as the weather gets a little cooler after today. But Misco Sports on the bricks in the downtown Kearney Center. It is time now to give away our final Lipizzaner World Famous Stallion tickets. 7:30 tomorrow night, Heartland Events Center, Grand Island. Going to give away two pairs of two. I got two pair. Is that what you say, Derek? We got two pair?
Yep.
So we're going to have two winners?
Yes.
All right, here's the trivia question. We just got done talking Accenture Match Play. Golf, horses, I think people like both. Fauner Park.
Yeah, the...
You know, Jackrabbit Run. I think you see people, same people
there
at both.
You go.
So here's what I'm going with. Who won the first Accenture Match Play Championship? 1-888-455-ESPN. Who won the first Accenture Match Play Championship? And if you are one of the first two correct callers, you'll pick up a pair of tickets to the world-famous Lipizzaner Stallions tomorrow night, 7:30, at the Heartland Events Center in Grand Island. Who won the first Accenture Match Play back in, what was it, 99, Derek?
Yes, it would have been 99.
Back in 99. I'll let you take care of that because I got a couple of bits of information here before Joe Lenardi joins us on the Doug and Daddy Show. Last week, we talked about Les Livingston becoming one of eight national finalists for National Tennis Coach of the Year. Well, today we find out that track coach Roger Matheson has been selected by the National High School Athletic Coaches Association as one of eight national finalists for their prestigious National Track Coach of the Year Award. It'll be announced at the annual conference in Minneapolis, Minnesota in June. So good luck to Coach Matheson and Coach Livingston in their respective sports. The top coaches from across the country are recognized for the lifetime achievements in their respective sports. Hey, best of luck. Great honor. Great honor.
Marvin. Still no winner, by the way. I've got some wild guesses out there.
Yeah, we've had some Tiger Woods guesses. Even Greg Norman, I guess, in there as well.
I like that. It's not Tiger. It's not Phil. It's not Sergio. PGA Tour is losing the title sponsor to your favorite event, the FBR Open in Scottsdale, where they party and drink a lot.
How do they? Are they replacing it with somebody?
Commissioner Tim Fincham says a search is underway to find a replacement sponsor for 2011. The largest attended golf tournament in the world. More than 100,000 fans show up on Saturday.
It is quite quite a party/tournament.
You know, it wasn't only the Huskers that struggled last night. So did Creighton, but they won against a worse team in Missouri State, 65-59. Husker women are home tonight against Kansas State. Hastings men. Doan's horrible. And I know they're a rival, but Hastings was down by 18 in the second half, and just like A&M, came back to win it. Hastings was 0-11 in the first half from three-point range, 10 of 15 in the second half. Cha and Ching shooting 62% in the second half. Hastings rallies for a 76-75 victory in the first round, and they head on to play Northwestern of Iowa tomorrow night at 8 o'clock. The Hastings women, no problem with Dana, 90-75. They head to Mount Marty tomorrow night at 7:30.
How many three-pointers did Axtell make last night? Any idea? I'm not trying to put you on the spot here. One, I believe.
Yeah, one of 13. Yeah, it was.
And that's 13. One of the highlight of basketball games in the area tomorrow night.
Axtell and Ravenna. Yep, going to be top 10 matchup there. Tri-City Storm falls 3-1 to Lincoln last night. They're at Omaha on Friday, and we'll host Des Moines Saturday afternoon at 3:05. Hey, if you're a Pittsburgh Steelers fan, Jerome Bettis is going to be the speaker at the annual Boys Town Banquet, Omaha, May 7th. Getting back to basketball last night, I have two scores for you. Actually, three, I think.
I've got one, 96-8.
92-8.
92-8.
Lincoln Southeast girls, number one in the state, defeat Omaha South, 92-8. They scored 2 points in the second half, 92-8. Followed by a 69-57 girls game. There you go. Also last night, Daddy, in boys basketball action, I got to find this one more time because there were a couple of teams that got the daddy beat down. Oh, where are they? Okay, here we go. D2, Fall City Sacred Hearts, 71, Prague, 21. Oh, no, that's the early game, Daddy. That's the early game.
Well, the other two should be more competitive.
It should be. Sterling, 95, Southeast Consolidated, 12.
Oh, boy, but let me tell you out there, we're not laughing with you, we're laughing at you.
Still looking for another winner on our Lipizzaner tickets. Who won the 1999, the first Accenture Match Play Championship? 1-888-455-ESPN.
We've had guesses of Chichi Rodriguez, Payne Stewart, Ernie Els, and definitely not Happy Gilmore, obviously. But so there's a plethora of guesses out there, none of them right.
Happy Gilmore! Oh, I want to waste my time by calling up a radio show and going, Happy Gilmore. Oh, good Lord. Derek, let's take a break. Joe Lenardi, when we come back here on the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Keep calling.
You're listening to the Doug and Daddy Show on Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation. Almost as much fun as watching Fluffy in the dryer.
Hi, it's Colin Cowherd, host of The Herd. In life, you got to know some stuff. But you also have to know what you don't know. And when it comes to legal issues, I go to LegalZoom.com. You know that last will and testament? The living trust you've been talking about? Maybe a great business idea, but it can't get off the ground? Go to LegalZoom.com. Take care of stuff in minutes. Your wife walks in, gives you the fisheye. Have you finished the last will and testament? You have now. You've protected her assets and yours. You can save thousands. You can save time. Documents being prepared, delivered in a few days. So start your business. Protect your family. Launch your dreams. Launch a website. LegalZoom.com. And sit back and give yourself and your family the great feeling. LegalZoom isn't a law firm. They provide self-help services at your specific direction. And enter ESPN in the referral box at checkout for an extra discount off most products. Visit LegalZoom.com. That's LegalZoom.com.
Hi, I'm Jeff Benjamin of Benjamin's Landscaping in Holdridge and Kearney. I understand that money is tight for everyone, so we want to help you by lowering our 2009 lawn care prices. We can treat a 6,500 square foot lawn for just under $200, and this includes grub control. That's right, we will treat your lawn four times throughout the season for less than $200. Give us a call today and we will give you a free estimate. Keeping your lawn beautiful is our business. We're Benjamin's Landscaping in Holdridge and Kearney.
In order to test his will, Fred likes to subject himself to extreme conditions. Today, he's swimming with the Polar Bear Club during a blizzard.
Yeehaw!
At Train, we believe in extreme testing too. We expose them to desert-like heat, Arctic-like cold, and a gauntlet of abuses. So you can be confident you're investing in the most durable, reliable system available.
Get your extreme tested Train from the folks that continually pass the test with our customers. Tested, tried, and true. That's why you want to call Fidelki Heating and Air.
It's hard to stop a Train.
Up next, a fresh forecast from the guys at WeatherEye, brought to you by Molly's Motorworks on East 25th in Kearney, where you always get a square deal and a fair shake. If you drove down 25th Street in Kearney 20 years ago, you'd see a lot of things you wouldn't even recognize, except for that one place on East 25th, Molly's Motorworks. Well, even back then, when you were in need of a quality used car or truck, you knew you could always count on Molly's. Today, you can count on a great deal on this 2003 V6 automatic Chevy Silverado for only $59.95. Yes, sir, Molly's Motorworks on East 25th in Kearney, where you always get a square deal and a fair shake. Good to know.
We'll see more sunshine develop across the area as we head through the day today with a high temperature up around 60 as winds will turn to the northeast late in the day at 5 to 10. Tonight, skies turn partly to mostly cloudy with a slight chance of showers or a few storms developing with low temperatures around the mid and upper 30s. I'm weather meteorologist Paul Tremblay. Right now, 54.
How many calls have you had?
A lot.
And nobody knows that Jeff Maggart won it?
No one knows that Jeff Maggart won the inaugural WGC, whatever it was, and it was something different then. Hold on, let me check. I'll get it right here. It was the Anderson Counseling Match Play Championship then.
Or consulting,
excuse me.
That's okay.
Excuse me.
That's okay.
So Jeff Maggart.
This is an event for the world, so we include Germans.
But no German has even come close. So.
Yeah. Well, you know what? So the answer is Jeff Maggart.
It's ringing again. Let's see if they know it, Derek.
By the way, the answer is Jeff Maggart. So if you want Lipizzaner tickets, call. We'll still be there. Okay.
We got a winner. They knew it. It was Jeff Maggart.
Congratulations to a guy on phone. Because on the other line, who do we have coming in, Daddy?
Bracketologist. We're getting closer and closer, and games are bigger and bigger every single night. It's Tuesday, it's Big Monday, it's Wednesday. There's a game every single night that makes a difference in college basketball, Tony, and that's what makes this time of the year very exciting. When you look every day, the possible teams getting into the NCAA tournament can change.
Well, they can't change if you follow Bracketology on ESPN, because the guy's all over it is Joe Lunardi. Joe, we're pleased to be joined on the Doug and Daddy show with Joe Lunardi right now. Joe, thanks so much for the time and welcome to our show.
Happy to do it, fellas.
Well, Joe, did you ever imagine back in the day when this all got started kind of as a dream job that you would almost make a living out of doing this?
Oh, heck no. I'm not that smart. I'd like to say there was this grand plan, to become, the Kreskin of the brackets, as somebody called me about an hour ago. I don't know if that's a good thing or a bad thing, but I just happen to love the NCAA tournament, and who doesn't?
Well, Joe, it's obviously, and people are getting into the match play that starts today. You know, that's a bracket thing, which makes it exciting. But
yeah, they need to invite me.
I think that might be harder to pick because you've been dead on for so long here. Is it getting easier and more predictable when we get down to that last week to tell who's getting in? Has the criteria, the groundwork been laid down by the NCAA committee so that there's less questions after those 65 teams come out?
I think it's more like a tide, like the sands shift in subtle ways every year based upon the membership. And, you know, part of my work is to try and read the tea leaves in advance to get a sense of how they'll handle certain situations. Like you can show me, suppose like the last vote is between Notre Dame and Creighton, let's say. You get two very different kinds of profiles from two very different kinds of conferences. You know, how has the committee done that in the past? Is there anything about this year's membership which might kind of skew it one way? In terms of biases, I just might mean in terms of philosophy. Like there are so many safeguards in place to prevent any favoritism. That's not the question for me. It's just, you know, some people like beef and some people like chicken. Some people like major conference teams, even if they have losing records in their leagues, and other people like the 25-26 win mid-majors. There's no right or wrong answer.
Joe, I want to ask you about the number one seeds right now. Pittsburgh, North Carolina, UConn, and Oklahoma are yours. How many teams are locked into those spots, barring disaster, and how many are still in contention for number one seeds right now in your mind?
Well, I don't think it's anywhere near as locked as it was last year, when not only did we have the four number ones almost preordained in October, you know, Memphis, Kansas, UCLA, and Carolina, and then for the first time ever, all four made it to the Final Four. You know, we've had three of the four projected number one seeds lose in the last week, and one of them, Oklahoma, losing twice. So while I would say to you that I still think those are going to be the four number ones, it would not surprise me at all if a UConn were to swap spots with a Louisville at this point, or if an Oklahoma were to maybe swap spots with a Memphis. One thing I will tell you for sure is they're not all four making it to Detroit. It's just too hard.
Joe, obviously you even brought up Creighton here, and this week, or at least right now on the website, you brought in some other people for a mock selection committee, so it's a little different than just your selections up this week.
Yeah, it's a lot easier to just get me agree with me.
I see that. You don't have to worry about anything, and your column obviously says how it was maybe a little more, I don't know if entertaining is the exact word, but Creighton left out Northern Iowa, put in as the conference champ, which, fine, however that pans out. But the Missouri Valley's been pretty strong over the last few years and has done well in the tournament. Should that weigh in, or should every year be set aside differently?
By rule, not by opinion, by rule, every year is its own entity. And that was reinforced again by the committee chair and the NCAA staff that worked our exercise up at ESPN over the weekend. And the way it shook out in the Valley and our little demonstration was, you know, early in the process, what we're mimicking is the committee's several days at it and trying to do it in one long day. We were told that you and I and Creighton were playing for the Valley title, and then we were told a couple hours later that you and I had won the game, which, of course, put Creighton back into the at-large pool. And they did not make it to our final balloting for one of the last few spots, although I have to say I was voting for them. And I'm not just saying that because I'm on the radio in Nebraska. I've had the good fortune of seeing Creighton up close and personal this year. I did one of their games, and I'm one of those people who likes the 25-win mid-major.
Bracketologist Joe Lenardi joins us from ESPN on the Doug and Daddy Show. Joe, this week's Big 12 teleconference, you know, featured Frank Martin of Kansas State. Well, it features every coach, obviously, but Frank Martin of Kansas State, in a rapid-fire burst, touted the following Big 12 non-conference wins: Texas over UCLA, Villanova, Wisconsin, St. Joseph. He went on to do several teams in this, pointing out big wins. Then he went on to say, now, why do I read all of that off to you? Because Nebraska and us are in the top four or five in our conference, and all of a sudden our conference is not very good. In the Big East, when Georgetown's or whoever else loses close games, they say it's because their league is so good. When teams in our leagues lose close games, they say it's because the league isn't good enough. Your thoughts about Frank Martin's statements?
I would ask, of the great wins that were cited by Coach Martin, were any of them teams that he beat? Or that Nebraska beat?
Well, Nebraska, he's got Creighton.
Okay, but but Creighton's not a tournament team.
Right.
Certainly not a lock. I mean, they're another fellow bubble team. It's not about conferences, and I don't know how many ways the NCAA or people like I can say that. It's not part of the selection process. It's not part of the seeding process, and no one is evaluating the relative merits of leagues. It's a question of how does Kansas State or Nebraska or Oklahoma State, or Notre Dame, or Southern Cal, or Creighton, or Siena, or South Carolina, or Dayton, or any other so-called bubble team compare within that group. Period. End of story. What your league did 4 months ago, if it wasn't you, is plainly irrelevant and should be. I would suggest that, as nicely as I could, that, you know, maybe he should coach his team and leave the bracketing to the people who do that.
Well, right now, four Big 12 teams are in.
Doesn't mean this team's good, bad, or indifferent. It means that what Texas did against Villanova is irrelevant.
When you take a look at how important everything is, one of the components is the last 10 games and how teams have done. But maybe just kind of following up on that a little bit, Joe, there is a human element when it comes to finishing off the last few teams. How hard is it? Let's face it, if Duke is 22-11 and Nebraska is 22-11, we all know Duke is getting in. How hard is it for the newcomer to get in that first time as compared to the perennial power staying in the tournament?
Again, I think it's who did you play, who did you beat, where did you beat them, because you don't get home games in the tournament, and when are you playing your best basketball closer to the time of the actual tournament. And I think if you were to lay side by side the best wins of a Duke against the best wins of a Nebraska, it would be pretty clear which resume is stronger. And that's not a knock on the newbie. It's just a fact. And, you know, whether it, if it's an issue because Nebraska can't get those games, that's an administrative issue separate from the evaluation process. If it's because they got those games and lost more of them than a Duke, then that makes the evaluation a little bit easier.
Joe, I think a lot of people in Nebraska are just begging for a little bit of attention nationally for this team, which Doc Sadler
has. It is a fun team, I will say.
You know, in following this team, what does Nebraska, in your mind, have to do to have an opportunity or a chance? When it's all said and done, what do they have to do to have a chance?
What does Al Davis say, the coach of the Raiders?
Just win, baby.
He was miscast. He should have been on the committee. He's clearly not doing a very good job as an owner.
Well, you got that.
So maybe
right.
He could go around the country and just tell these bubble teams, just win, baby.
Well, Joe, last question, and we'll let you get out of here. Joe Lenardi, bracketologist for ESPN. You've talked about those four teams. Your job is to pick who you think is going to get in. What about the actual talent?
Actually, I think my job is to tell the country what I think the committee's going to do.
And you do pretty good at that, by the
because
way.
Because I wouldn't necessarily vote myself the way the final bracket of ours appears. Like, I would, like if Creighton loses in the Valley Final, I would absolutely vote for them. But I'm going to look at what I think the committee's going to do with the last few teams.
So when you fill your bracket out then, when they're actually playing, who do you like?
I'm in the privacy of my own voting booth.
Well, who do you like right now?
To win it all?
Yeah.
I think I like Pitt and Memphis in the final, first team to 60 wins.
Wow. I'm going to save that little nugget right there because that's that would
and
be
they could end up being
chart.
In the
yeah.
same region
yeah.
and unable to meet in the final, or they could end up being bracketed to meet in the national semifinals. We have no idea. Or one of those teams could suffer a significant injury, or you know, I could be struck by lightning or hit by a bus. Hopefully, a very small bus. So you know, it's still only February 24th. We don't have to have those picks in until noon Eastern on March 19th.
Well, Joe,
and I plan to take every minute.
Joe, the bracket is today. Does Tiger win the match play? We'll get you off your sport.
Either way, he's a winner because he's married to a Swedish bikini model who has a twin sister. How's that for an answer?
There you go. He's got a great education to go behind it at St. Joe. He's Joe Lenardi, ESPN's bracketologist. Joe, sure appreciate you giving us some time this morning on the Doug and Daddy Show. Keep up the great work.
Thanks, fellas.
That was a real live Joe Lenardi.
The one, you see his picture on ESPN.com, you see him on ESPN television, he's in there just trying to see who's in, who's out every night. In, out.
That's tough because as much as he researches and studies, he's got to throw his own feelings aside and go, what would that guy think? I mean, when you get them all right.
Well, yeah, you got to go with not who you'd like to see, but who, I guess, who supposedly deserves to be in the picture. And Joe Lenardi got them all right last week, last year didn't necessarily have to have him in the right bracket, but he had the 65 teams that made the tournament. And that just shows you're not really a bubble team when you're arguing at the end. You might be. I mean, you should be in or you shouldn't, but those are what the numbers and the facts pick, like it or not. And the bigger conferences usually like it more than the little conferences. Hey, we want to thank Joe for joining us here on the Doug and Daddy Show as we wrap things up today. Also, UNK head wrestling coach of the defending national champion Lopers, Mark Bauer, as they host the championships of the RMAC in West Region this Saturday. coming up tomorrow on the program. We get ready for district basketball finals. There's going to be at least a couple of great matchups in the area. The girls continue as well, and we'll see how bad our brackets already are in the match play.
Hey, we look forward to seeing you tomorrow. Enjoy the weather this afternoon. Lord knows it's going to change over the next couple of days. See you tomorrow. Doug and Daddy Show, Central Nebraska's ESPN Radio Superstation, 1460 in Kearney, 1550 our friends in Hastings.
You've been listening to a Doug and Daddy podcast brought to you by Cunningham's Journal. Cunningham's Journal, the only bar you need to know in Kearney.
Oh, darling, I feel like amazing.
Don't make me do that again.